This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. An organization based in Santa Fe is hoping lawmakers will consider a plan in an upcoming special session that would raise taxes on all alcoholic beverages. The group recently commissioned a poll that found a majority of New Mexicans are in favor of that idea, but Governor Susana Martinez has said she won't support any kind of tax hike. Peter DeBenedetis, who directs the group Alcohol Taxes Save Lives and Money, is hoping public support for the tax increase will be enough to change the governor's mind. He sat down with Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams to talk about the plan.
New Mexico leads the nation in states where people drink themselves to death. One out of six New Mexicans, working age New Mexicans, die from alcohol. That's a really serious problem. By raising alcohol taxes 25 cents a drink, we're going to lower demand by about 10%, and we're going to save 52 lives our very first year.
And how do you know that this is actually going to work? I mean, is there any data to prove that this will actually decrease consumption of alcohol?
So they just raised their alcohol taxes 10 cents a drink in Maryland a few years back, and they've had a reduction there. We used to be tied with Alaska for the worst state for people drinking themselves to death. And since then, they've had two alcohol tax increases. And now we're almost twice as far out ahead of them, all by ourselves, and in the number one position of people suffering alcohol harm and alcohol abuse. There's hundreds of studies they've done on this. It's a direct science now. You can actually figure out the elasticity of price by when you tax a certain amount, you're going to have a certain reduction in demand. And for alcohol, it means you get a huge health benefit.
Well, a lot of people like to have a glass of wine or a beer after work, you know, to unwind. And for somebody making a good bit of money, 25 cents per drink's not that much. But I wonder if you're creating a situation where low-income people might be unfairly targeted by this kind of measure.
Right now, whether you drink or not, you pay $400 a year hidden away in your gross receipts tax and your personal income tax to pay for the drunk driving costs, the court cases, the extra medical care that we're paying out in Medicaid, the detention, the police and ambulance. So you're already paying that. Half of New Mexicans don't even drink, according to the CDC in a poll that we just had conducted a few weeks ago. They're not going to pay a penny more. This is going to open up more resources for those people. Now, people say, oh, this is a regressive tax. And by definition, it is. But reality, in effect, it's not. The people who drink excessively on the upper income levels are going to pay about three-quarters of the tax increase. People earning over $75,000 a year, they drink at higher rates. Now, the people who are lower incomes, they drink more when they drink. They have fewer sessions of drinking, but they'll consume more alcohol during that session. But the people at the higher incomes, they're drinking pretty much constantly, just not as much in a single setting. They're going to bear the brunt of the tax increase.
Well, raising taxes is always a hard sell, and we have to remember here that the governor has to introduce any measure that will be heard in a special session, and she has said that she'll veto anything that raises taxes. So does this have any chance of moving forward?
When the people lead, leaders follow. We haven't raised alcohol taxes in New Mexico since 1993. Nobody else in the state can say they get that kind of preferential treatment in their tax bill. So we had a poll conducted by Research and Polling, and they found out that even among Republicans, support for this measure ran 2-1. You know, in support of it. So it's not like this is a party issue of us versus them. It's not like that at all. Everybody wants this. It's just that the leadership in our state hasn't come around to say, hey, this is what the people are really clamoring for.
All right. Well, Peter DeBenedetis, thanks for talking with us.
It's great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Peter DeBenedetis directs the group Alcohol Taxes Save Lives and Money. He spoke with KUNM's Ed Williams. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Kanalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation.